Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
OpenAI just released ChatGPT 4.1. Yes, not 4.6, 4.1. Today we're going to get into all the nitty-gritty details. It's pretty awesome stuff. Before I do, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Every single week, Jamie and I record an incredible new video in our AI Hustle school community. It's the only place we post it. So if you want to get access to that, we essentially cover how we are currently growing and scaling our businesses with AI tools. So we show you the exact workflows. Today, Jamie and I recorded an entire video covering the workflows of how we are using AI and YouTube to generate tons of leads for Jamie's new real estate side hustle. And I cover all the different businesses that you could also use this strategy on, which is, spoiler, everything. There's some really cool tools. We show you the exact websites we use, the exact workflows, the exact prompts. We'll share a screen and show you everything. If you have ever wanted to grow and scale your business or career with AI tools, we'd love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. Over 50 videos are on there, I think, right now, Jamie. So we've created a ton. It's $19 a month. In the past, we had it at $100. If you join now at $19 a month, when we raise the price in the future, you'll be locked in at the lower rate, and it will never raise on you. So we'd love to have you as a member. But yeah, let's kick off what is going on with OpenAI, which is absolutely crazy. So they just released their new model. It's called GPT 4.1. Now, a lot of people are complaining and saying they're confused because the last model OpenAI released was GPT 4.5. So it's like they go 4.5, then they go 4.1, and people are like, are we rolling back? And actually, it oddly feels like they are rolling back, and to the point where literally Sam Altman tweeted about this, which was kind of funny. He said, how about we fix our model naming by this summer and everyone gets a few more months to make fun of us, which we very much deserve. Until then, ? Yeah, so he's calling out the fact that, yes, we are making fun of them. This is ridiculous. We have GPT mini ultra, you know, whatever, 4.5.1. It's just like, it's all over the place. It's crazy. Just please, for the love of all that is good, can we please just do like GPT 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? Why can't we just be like the iPhone? Come on. The iPhone, they understand branding. It's just the next iPhone, all right? You do it once a year. You upgrade the number. Even if it doesn't change a lot, you just add a new number, add a little marketing, add a couple software gizmos and gadgets on there, and you call it good. OpenAI does not believe in that. So anyways, they're obviously getting roasted for this, which is kind of funny. And Sam Altman literally came out and talked about it. The crazy thing that I would love to ask you about, Jamie, is they said this new model is already integrated into ChatGPT, and they've slowly been, essentially, whatever this new model is, they've slowly been releasing in ChatGPT over the last couple of weeks. So it's already in there. So you've actually already been using it. Anyone listening to this, if you use ChatGPT, you've already been using it. Jamie, have you noticed any improvements in ChatGPT over the last, let's say, 2 weeks than before? Or does it feel pretty incremental to you?
I have, actually. And I think, you know, I shared this in our bonus content today, but my most recent workflow, actually, you know, I generated a YouTube script and then it said, would you like me to make you a Excel sheet so that you can repeat this with a different property in the future? So basically, it anticipated what would be helpful to me, generated me a fill outable spreadsheet that I can then use for future videos and just plug in new properties and then have basically infinite YouTube scripts for making content at scale. So I think it's definitely improving. I've really been impressed lately. Plus, you know, the image generator, which we can't stop talking about. So
the image generator is insane. Okay, I got to read you the top like 3 or 4 comments because they're kind of funny, roasting Sam Altman. But then I'm going to get into, I promise, I'll be explaining what the benchmarks say about this model, how much better it is, what it can do, and the API, which is kind of, in my opinion, as someone developing with these AI tools, the most exciting thing about this. Okay. Top comment to Sam Altman says, looking forward to getting GPT 3.7 Sonnet aka just Claude. He said, is that, someone said, is this 3.5 months from now or 4.1 months from now? It's kind of funny. Someone said, you should release a super vibey model on Sunday, GPT 4.20. Yeah, right? Like throwing the O at the end. It's just crazy. They just have horrible naming conventions. And then, of course, someone's really mad. Someone says, it's not about your models. It's about your past posts. The AGI is around the corner that you feel its vibes, etc. And then you roll back the numbering from 4.5 to 4.1. Why lying about AGI being close when it wasn't and you knew it? Oof. The heavy hitter. Someone's calling him out.
Hater.
Yeah, hater. Is it around the corner? It might still be around the corner. Now, the reason that the point that he's bringing up that a lot of people were complaining about is the fact that GPT 4.1 is apparently really good at coding. This is the benchmark that it really excels at. And some people would argue that it's worse at other areas. I think it actually did squeak out and kind of beat most of the other models as far as their benchmarks go. One interesting thing that they did launch with this GPT 4.1, and by the way, this is just the API, so like all developers can start incorporating this into their tools. They also have a GPT 4.1 mini, which, you know, they always make a mini model. And then they have one called a GPT 4.1 nano. This is new. This is the first time that OpenAI has had a model that they're calling nano. We've done the mini. We've done the four. We've done the whatever. They say these models outperform GPT 4.0 and GPT 4.0 mini across the board with major gains in coding and instruction following. They also have larger context windows supporting up to 1 million context tokens. Okay, this is a shot across the bow to Google. I'll get into that in a second. They say they are able to better use that context with improved long context comprehension. They feature a refresh knowledge cutoff of June 2024. Okay, the refresh knowledge cutoff, June 2024. I do not care about, I don't think this should exist. I think they should just incorporate it with internet search and then we never have to worry about knowledge cutoffs. Those are just my bane of my existence. Everything should just have the internet and up-to-date information, but another day, another dollar. That's just my complaint. Okay, 1 million tokens of context. Jamie, I want to get your input on this because this is crazy. This is something that Google was originally the big like 1 million tokens of context that they were giving people. And what is like a million tokens of context? That's like, I don't know, it could be somewhere between 300,000 to 500,000 words. So it is a lot of words that you could get in there pretty much. You know, tokens are, it's kind of a tricky calculation exactly. But point being, you can upload an insane amount of content and it can respond to you. Jamie, if you had a million, you know, tokens of context window, is there anything you personally would use that for? Like, would you upload a PDF of a book? Like, I guess, what could you imagine use cases being of having that much context window?
Personally, I can't think of anything except for coding, which I don't do. You know, I mean, that's, I picture, you know, lines of code for an app or something and it just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and text. You know, to me, that's the only real use case for it. I did want to ask you, I'm confused by the whole like mini nano thing, because in my mind that sounds like, okay, it's just a smaller, more light version of the full thing.
Yeah.
But why would you use that when you can just use the full thing? And when GPT 4.0 comes up every time as the first model, so why would I use a different one that's in my mind less or more inferior because it's mini or nano?
Yeah, I mean, I think for developers, there's certain times when the nano is useful. So if you're watching our screen, I'm screen sharing and showing the exact like metrics of where it ranks. So the GPT 4.1 nano is definitely, as far as latency goes, the fastest. So it will get you your response like super, super immediately. As far as its intelligence, quote unquote intelligence goes, it's definitely like you could say the dumbest. Now, it's probably a lot smarter than models we had like a year ago. The thing that I think is useful for the latency is if you're trying to do anything with like voice models or like live chat, so it feels like someone's actually talking to a person, or then like the latency could matter a lot, right? Like if you're sitting there chatting and it's like immediately can respond or immediately can jump in on a conversation. You know, you're using kind of these like, let's say like a call center AI or like a sales AI, right? You don't want to have any pause. The latency makes a difference. there are tools that are kind of doing things with really low latency that are doing pretty good. I mean, we all have ChatGPT voice on our phone that is really, it's really good and has like very low latency. So, I mean, as far as that goes, I'm not really concerned about the latency. Some people want it extra fast, maybe, and that's kind of what it's delivering. I think the bigger question here is like, will they release a nano version every time? Like, is this going to be kind of a new thing? Because this is the first time they have a quote unquote nano version. I'd be curious if this is a new thing. And some people are also saying, I guess the last use case for nano, Jamie, would be on device. They call it on the edge, but on device AI models. So like I might have, I don't know, some random little gizmo that I use for my cameras, and you could put literally the nano AI model like on this piece of hardware, and it just does one small function where if I push this button, it's gonna like tell me the time of day in Paris and like a few stats about like this camera I'm using. I don't know, you know what I mean? So like,
yeah, that
you
makes
can do
sense.
On-device stuff that might be cool to some people. Sure. I don't know.
No, that makes sense. And I mean, you know, you think about like someone like Apple who's trying to include AI, quote unquote, on their new operating system. Well, if it make it too powerful, it's going to burn your battery or just be really slow. So I could see, like you said, depending on the use case, using a lighter model. So thanks for clarifying.
And one thing I will say about this that they've said is, as far as the GPT-40 Nano, they said, you know, it's our fastest and cheapest model. Oh yeah, that's one other thing. It's like insanely cheap. So really, really cheap and really, really fast. But is it the best? It's not the best, but it's better than older things we used to have. And they say it delivers exceptional performance at a small size with its 1 million token context window. So the cool thing here is they didn't just say, oh, like our best GPT-4 0.1 model has the 1 million token context window. They all three, the nano and the mini and the regular, all have this 1 million token context window. So to me, that is kind of cool. You could have like this really small nano, really fast, really cheap model, but it still can ingest a huge amount of data. Like you could still give it a whole PDF of like a book or something and ask it questions about the book and it'll be able to give it to you. So to me, that is pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Interesting.
Okay. I wanted to bring up a couple other features that this model has. So the first one being this is much better at coding. Like I mentioned, it scores 54.6% on the SWE benchmark. So this is up about 21% from GPT-4o and 26% over GPT-4.5. What's funny is GPT-4.5 was the model that most recently came out after 4o, but it was like worse at coding. So this new model is better, like somehow 4.1 is better than 4.5, but the 4.5 was literally worse than 4.0 at some things. I don't know. I think that's kind of funny. Instruction following, say, according to this new benchmark, it is better. It scores 38% better it scores 38.3%. That's up 10% from GPT-4.0. So that's a good jump. They don't compare it exactly to GPT-4.5, which is funny. So I wonder if it's actually that much better. And this is the other thing that I hate about OpenAI, by the way, is that they selectively compare. They're like, this one is 10.5% better than 4.0. But they're like, don't tell you how much better than 4.5 it is. But they're like, the coding one is 26% better than 4.5. Yeah, and you're like, right. whoa, give us the numbers for all of them, even if it's worse, because they leave it out and then they don't tell you till the next update. Like when 4.5 came out, they're not sitting there telling you that, you know, we're 3% worse than GPT-4o for coding, because then no one that codes is going to use the newest model. You know what I mean? And that's whatever. Okay. I will give you one silver lining of awesomeness with this model, because I know I've been sort of pessimistic on a lot of things around this. The silver lining of awesomeness is that they have a benchmark that studies what they call long context, but it's called video MME. So this is a benchmark for multimedia long context. Multimedia mean like videos, images, multimedia, audio. So they say that this sets a new state-of-the-art result, doing 72% on the long no subtitles category, which is... but 7% better than 4.0, which isn't that much better. But okay, the thing that I think is cool about it is it's a little improvement, but I like that they're starting to talk about this video MME model. We're getting to the point where they have their Sora video model out, once we start talking about the benchmarks that include video, it makes me think they're going to put a bigger emphasis and hopefully drop an update to Sora that makes that video model as good as their new image model. Because I will be 100% honest, I think OpenAI for accessibility, instead of having to use Midjourney or something, OpenAI's image model is one of the best on the market. It's incredible. Video model is not. And so I want them to make that same leap they just did with their image, with their video. So when I see them starting to compare some of these video benchmarks, it gets me excited.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I would agree with the video thing. It seems like everyone's kind of caught up in a lot of ways, especially, I mean, the new one today, as of today, is Gemini. I just released a new video generation model too. So yeah, I hope to see. I think they will. I mean, they keep surprising us and coming out with awesome new stuff. So I'm sure they will in the future. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate those, and we read every single one. And again, check out our school community if you want to grow your business and make a little extra cash with AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.